The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
On exploit, and our focus is on living a sickness-free life. Living a sickness-free life. How many of us were here last week, Wednesday, when we had part one of sickness-free life, and you were blessed? Can you shout hallelujah? Praise the Lord. You know, I was so blessed. I joined online and I was blessed. Praise the Lord. And I want you to know that the desire and the plan of God for you and I is for us to live a sickness-free life. It's for us to live what? A sickness-free life. A life that is devoid of sickness and illness. We are not destined to live a life that is full of sickness. No, we are destined to live a life that is sickness-free. Praise the Lord. And Papa also made us to know that disease is not part of what God wants for his children. It's not part of what man should live with. We are not supposed to live with sickness and diseases. The book of 3 John verse 2. That's chapter 1. That's only one chapter. I said, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in what? In health. That is, I wish, the desire, the wish of God for you and I is that we be in health, prospering, and be in it. I want you to know that you cannot prosper when you are in sickness and in disease. When you have ill health, when your health is not on point, you cannot prosper. Praise the Lord. There are a lot of limitations that sicknesses and diseases brings the way of a man. But I speak to someone this evening. Sickness and disease is getting away from your life in the name of Jesus. There's someone here tonight. You came in here with pain all over your body and you are wondering what is wrong with me. I want you to know that God is going to touch you tonight. And you are going to be healed perfectly in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The desire of God and his plan for us is for us to live a sickness-free life. And last week, Papa made us to look at ways to a sickness-free life. And we look at some of these ways. Number one is the way of faith. Praise the Lord. You know, and there's one thing that Papa said last week that I enjoyed so much. He said, sickness, you can't enjoy certain things when you are sick. And he made mention of, you can't be father of the bride taking your daughter to the altar when you are sick. Or the mother of the bride, your gele will not be tied. Why? Because sickness. And when I heard that, I remember someone that experienced that, who could not be available. She wasn't dead, but could not be available. Why? Because of ill health. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. I said, that shall not be your portion in the name of Jesus. In my place. Oh, you don't want to hear that. Like, I'm just following my father. In my place. They will not take you away in the day of your joy. One, if you put money, you are in. In the name of Jesus. Sickness will not hide you on the day of your glory. In the name of Jesus. Sickness creates a lot of limitation. A lot. And number one way, as taught last week, was the way of faith. The way of faith. You need to have faith. You need to trust God. You know, a lot of times, yes, the medical profession is a good profession. We have a lot of medical doctors and medical practitioners in our midst. But a lot of times, when they tell us something, we have more faith. And God also tells us this. We have more faith in them than we have in God. And since we have more faith in them than we have in God, God leaves us to them. You know, that woman with the issue of blood was going around for many years. The Bible says she expended all that she had on physicians. It's not today that physicians have been making money. They've been making since the day of Jesus. But when she got out of that and came to the point of faith, she encountered faith. And that faith healed her. Praise the Lord. Number two is righteousness way. I'm just going to run through. I'm not going to, if you need the message, you can download it online or you get the CD. God bless you. Righteousness way. The Bible says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. Sickness means reproach. So if there's sin, there is reproach. If there's reproach, there's sickness. Praise the Lord. Number three is the fasting way. Prayer and fasting. Sometimes some things don't happen unless you pray and fast. Jesus Christ told the disciples, he said, this one, howbeit this kind, goeth not out, except by what? By prayer and fasting. There are some times that you need to humble the flesh so that the spirit can come alive. Hallelujah. If you are fasting tonight, shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The hallelujah is not echoing. Mercy, Lord. Number four is via the communion. I love this one so much. It's a sure thing. The communion is a sure thing. In the communion, it's not only healing. The communion is also like you are immunizing yourself against disease and infections. Praise the Lord. And as we partake of the table tonight, we are going to receive another dose of God's healing in the name of Jesus. So tonight, we are continuing that same series, but we'll be looking at escaping the traps of sickness. Escaping the traps of sickness. Hallelujah. Escaping the traps of sickness. Praise the Lord. What is a trap? How many of us know what a trap is? How many of us have set traps when you were young? You used to set traps for rats in the bush. Oh, few. I used to do it. I still have some traps in my house till now. I love setting traps for animals. I still do it once in a while. Set traps. And when you set the traps, your purpose is not to play with the animal. Your purpose is to cook the animal. Your purpose is to restrain the animal. And that is what the devil does with sickness. Praise the Lord. Escaping the traps of sickness. You know, a trap is any device that is used to hold, to capture, or to imprison a person, an animal, or anything. I take that again. A trap is any device that is used to hold, to restrain, to capture, to imprison an animal or anything, either a person or animal. There was a particular time I set a particular trap that used to catch animal life. There are some that when it catch the animal, it will kill the animal. But this one, it catch the animal's life. And when I saw the animal is quite big. And I was scared. But as scared as I was also motivated by the fact that this animal is going to make a good pepper soup. So I didn't know how to kill the thing inside the trap. So I looked at it, I said, you and me, we will know who is the other. And eventually, I slaughtered the animal, nice and direct. And the thing turned to a nice meal. Praise the Lord. The enemy will not make a meal of your life. The enemy will not make a meal of your destiny. Brethren, sickness is not a good thing. It's a trap of the enemy. To keep one and to restrain one from achieving one's purpose. And if you know how to escape the trap, you'll be free and you'll be free for life. There are other times, there's a particular time I set trap for some particular animal. They were eating my corn. And monkeys, actually. The trap caught one of them, but they freed that one. I met the foot. The thing, they caught the foot, and the thing went away. The animal is free. Praise the Lord. Free. You see, when you know how to escape, you become free. And we'll be looking at some ways of escape from the traps of sickness. Number one, I want us to know one thing before we go on. That sickness, free life, comes via our thoughts. What are the ways via through which sickness comes? One of it is through the thought. Through the thought. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. as he thinketh in his heart, so is what? So is he. See, I want us to know that number one key to escape from trap of sickness is your thought life. The way you think. Is it many a times because something has happened to someone before, we start thinking about it. Say, this is what affected auntie so-so-so and so. In fact, so-so-so and so also had it. Then this person also had it. Then it becomes a thought pattern. Then you start thinking that maybe it will also come near me. And the Bible says in Proverbs 23:7 that as a man thinketh, so is he. You now build up that fact into your mind and it begins to express itself in your health. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. So your thought is so important. Sickness-free life via your thoughts. Your thoughts matter a great deal to your health. Your mind and your body are inseparable. Your mind, note this. Why does our thoughts affect our body? Because our mind and our body are inseparable. Praise the Lord. Your mind is where your thoughts reside, and your thoughts are the pictures and images in your mind. And this is not separable from your body. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you have been there before. Your body is saying, I'm tired. But your mind is saying, I'm not tired. You just discover that you are not tired. I don't know if you have been there before. Your body is saying, I'm tired. But your mind is saying, no, I'm not tired. Then you will not be tired. But the moment your body says, I'm tired, and your mind agrees with the body, then you become tired. The moment your body says, there is pain in this leg, and your mind also agrees that there is pain, the pain manifests. Praise the Lord. How many of us know that many a times when we are fasting, the body is craving for food, but the mind is saying, no, no food, no food, no food. After a while, you just discover that the body agrees, no food. It happened to you today, right? Okay, good. No food, and you keep going, and you are not tired. You see, the mind has a lot of power. Your mind has a lot of influence on your body. Your daily thoughts affect you in many ways, and positive thoughts will bat healthy emotions, healthy living, while negative thoughts will bat negative emotions, which will adversely affect your health. Maybe you are saying that, but I don't think. There's nobody that doesn't think, because God thinks. And we are created in the image of God. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, it says, come now, let us what? Let us reason together, saith the Lord. That is, let's think together. Praise the Lord. You must avoid negative thoughts completely in order for you to escape the trap of sickness. If you want to escape the traps of sickness, negative thoughts should not reside in your heart. Don't allow things that you don't have power over, but has been projected into your mind to remain in your mind. Praise the Lord. We'll be going further by looking at important facts about thoughts. Important facts about thoughts. Important facts about thoughts. Number one is that every healing received has its foundation from the mind. Every healing that you receive, the foundation of that healing is from your mind. How many of us know that if you are given a medication and you don't believe that that medication will work, it doesn't work? How many of us know that? You are sick, you are prescribed a medication, but you say, this thing cannot work. It will not work. But the most important thing, why the reason, apart from the other reasons, that's scientific reason why those drugs work, is because we believe that it will work. And our mind believes that it will work. So when we take it, it works. Praise the Lord. I know someone that doesn't like taking drugs. This person believes that once I eat good food and I rest well, I'll be okay. And for many years, I've seen this person express this thing. What the person just does is eat well and rest well. I've seen this person overcome typhoid, malaria, all kind of things with this particular habit. Believe, just believe that once I eat well, as in confirm, test done, malaria, and said, no, I'm not taking any drug, I'm just going to eat well, and I will sleep, and I will rest, and that's it. The mind. Praise the Lord. So your mind is so important. Number two, you can either transform or deform your health through your thought. You can either transform or deform your health through your thought pattern. The book of Mark chapter 7 from verse 20. The Bible says, That which cometh out of the man that defileth the man. For from within, say from within, and out of the heart of men proceed what? Evil thoughts. I'll stop there. From within. It is what comes from within that defileth the man. Your thought pattern. So you must, that's why the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are what proceeded the issues of life. So you must preserve your thoughts. You must not allow your thoughts to remain on ill health and things that are not right. Number three, fact about your thoughts is that, number one is what? As its foundation from the mind. Number two, you can either transform or deform your health. I've seen people that are very healthy, but because of their thought pattern, they become healed. They become sick. Because they're always talking about sickness. And you know, you talk about what you think about most of the time. Praise the Lord. How many of us know that? Most of the time, you talk about, that's why if I'm with you and we converse for a while, I can decode your thought pattern. You talk more of what you think about more. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number three, your body functions as the mind thinks or the mind dictates. Your body functions as the mind thinks or the mind dictates. For example, if you have slight headache and you are already thinking it is migraine, it will become migraine. If you have slight fever and you are already thinking it is typhoid, it becomes typhoid. If you have brain tumor and you're already thinking it is brain tumor, it becomes brain tumor. You are calling the sickness unknowingly. I remember many, many years ago, I was in a school in the northern part of the country. That was my first time of staying in the northern part of the country. And the weather is really harsh and temperature really hot, around 44, 43 degrees Celsius. And we're writing exams. And I became sick. And I started bleeding from the nose. In the exam hall, I was with plenty handkerchief, and somebody now whispered to me, it's like, you have something wrong with your brain. Go to the hospital. Go let them do scan. I looked at him with one funny eye. Scan. You know, sometimes people put what is not your own into your life. And immediately he said it, I rejected it, as in my mind, I didn't accept it. But after I left the exam hall, I started thinking, what this man said is true. So I went to the school clinic and I was diagnosing myself for the doctor. I said, I think something is wrong. Something is wrong because blood. And the man was looking at me, he allowed me to finish, and he said, how does this and this connect? It doesn't connect. I think you have fever. Just treat fever. You need to treat yourself for fever. And that's all. I still did not believe it. I still believe, and that thing kept happening. It kept happening. So I traveled down to Abuja to see a family member whose wife is a medical personnel. And I told her, I said, look, this is what I have. And she looked at me and she's a woman of faith, an ardent follower of Bishop. Strong woman of faith. She looked at me with an holy anger, like she wanted to box me. I said, who told you? You don't have that. You have malaria. Just go and treat malaria. And because of the fear of the way she attacked the thing, I accepted it was malaria. And I treated malaria and I'm okay. So I went back to school. And I saw that it's nothing. It's just malaria. And that's it. You see, don't allow, when you put thoughts that up, your body begins to function in that line. body begin to function in that particular direction. Praise the Lord. You know, in those days, I believed that I cannot read unless I put ice block. Because the weather was so hot. This same woman told me that, what is wrong with you? Why must you put ice block? You are a child. Just lay your hands on your head and say, head, calm down. Don't pray and that's it. Don't allow the devil to put things that are not yours in your mind. And your mind start growing it. Do you know how our mind grow things? You grow it in your mind. And when you grow it, the fruit manifests in your body. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number four. Positive thinking enhances health and vitality. Your body responds to the way you think. When you think, I'm healthy, you become more healthy. I'm strong, you are more strong. I'm going to deliver safely, you deliver safely. I'm not going to have issue with my delivery, you deliver without issue. But the moment you start having it, hey, this delivery, hey, doctor said the baby is British. Ah, the baby is this, is that, it will remain like that. Whose report will you believe? Said, I will believe the report of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number five, your thought frames your action and reactions to life. Your thought frames your actions and your reactions to life. Your thought frames your action and your reactions to life. Not only in the areas of health. If you are the type that thinks in a particular way, when people do some things to you, you will react in that same thought pattern. So it frames your life. That's why the Bible says, guard your heart with, guard it with all diligence, for out of it are what? The issues, every issues of life emanates from the heart, from your thoughts. May we be possessed with the right thoughts in the name of Jesus. Number six, to have a positive life, you must reject a negative thought pattern. To have a positive outlook to life, reject the negative thought pattern. I never believed that I'm going to fail any exams from the time I gave my life to Christ. I don't believe that it's possible for me to write any exams. I don't believe it. It's not that maybe I'm convinced by anybody. I just don't believe that it's possible for me as a child of God to write any examination and I will fail. I don't believe it. And it has been working. I also don't believe that there is nothing I cannot achieve when I want to achieve. When I believe that God will do it, God will do it. You see, when you fashion your life in a positive thought pattern, you enjoy positive fruits. When you fashion it into the negative, you enjoy negative fruits. Don't allow the society, the conditions of the economy, the things around you to create a pattern of thinking that is not right. And that's the problem that a lot of Nigerians have today. Because of the situation around us, we have allowed negative thought pattern to come into our heart, and we have become stereotyped in a particular way. So sometimes ago I was talking to an artisan. I said, why is it that all of you artisans, apology to any artisan here or those listening to me, it's not all, but majority. I said, why is it, Chairman Komo shared, why is it that all of you just want to shit? You just want to find a way to do things in the wrong, because the thought pattern has been created in the mind. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that is the fruit that is now coming forth. And because the fruit, and you know, when you produce a particular fruit, that fruit is not for you alone. You are not the only one that will benefit from the result of that thing, either good or bad. Praise the Lord. If someone falls sick now, it's not the person is in pain. The people taking care of the person are also in pain. Resources is in pain. Time is being wasted. Energy is being wasted. People that are close to you cannot think right again. Why? Because you are down. Praise the Lord. So don't let the enemy seize your thought and manipulate your thought in the negative way. Number 7, God is committed to your thought the same way he's committed to your prayer. God is committed to our thought the same way he's committed to our prayer. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, that is our prayer, or what? Think according to the power that worketh in us. That is the Spirit of God. The power that worketh in you. You see, as a child of God, when that power that worketh in you, that is the power of God, does not permit negative thought. Can we have that scriptures again? Now, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we do what? We ask. That is in the place of prayer. Or what? So God is interested in what you are thinking. God is interested in what you are thinking. And I pray that may we enjoy good thought life in the name of Jesus. Factors that influences our thoughts. Factors that influences our thoughts. Number 1, the hear gate. That's, pardon my pronunciation, but I can see some grammarian looking at me and say, Pastor, you didn't get that. Okay. I'm a Yoruba man, so we call it the air in Yoruba English. The air gate. Eti, the air gate. Praise the Lord. I saw the way that person looked at me and I smiled. Hallelujah. What you listen to, what comes through your ear affects you. What you listen to will determine your thoughts. If you listen to worldly music, your heart will be filled with junks, with worldly things. And that's why you have to be careful to the kind of music you listen to. They frame your thoughts and actually they frame your life. Have you not noticed that when their soldiers are going to war, there's a kind of music they play for them. The kind of music they play for them is the kind of music that stimulates them to want to die, to want to fight to death. They are not going to be playing music that will make them to start thinking of their wives. No. They play martial music that creates an atmosphere in their thought pattern. So when they are going, they are going. Some years back, I've shared this several times. I've shared it before. I used to follow a particular bus of mine home in his vehicle every evening. He drops me along the line. And he likes playing a particular music, reggae, and a particular musician. I won't mention the name now, but I've mentioned it before. And we used to follow. And we used to go, you will be playing. And I'll keep quiet. Sometimes I'll be reading. I'll just keep quiet. I'll be reading. One day, right in my own sitting room, I wasn't in his car. I just saw myself singing that music. And my kids and my wife were looking at me. I was just singing. And I was happy. Singing. Just singing. And some of them asked me, Daddy, who sang that song that you are singing? I said, eh? Which song? Say the one you are just sang now. Say, I'm sorry. I don't know. Why? Because the air gateway, constantly, over time, the thing has been entering. The musician is actually Lucky Dube, because I can see some people want to know. I was singing Lucky Dube songs and I was dancing the way those Rastafarians and all those people dance. I didn't go to their dancing school. I didn't go to their club, right in my bedroom. Why? Because constantly, over time, I kept hearing a particular music. And this man has tons and tons of reggae music. Bob Marley, Lucky Dube, all of them, plenty. I just saw myself doing the thing. You see, when you fill your heart with things that are not right, and that is why you should not stay in an atmosphere where people around you will talk about that shortly. Fill your air with things that are negative. Don't let people constantly speak to you that, why are you behaving like a sickly person like this? You just see yourself being sick. Because you start assuming that, they said I'm a sickly person. Maybe that's why I'm not strong. Don't stay in such an environment. Somebody say, why are you behaving like a sickly person? Tell the person, I'm not a sickly person. I'm only tired. Don't accept it. Because the moment you accept it, it grows. Thought grows. It's a seed, then it grows. And when the fruit comes, it becomes a problem. Number two, the high gate. Say the high gate. The highs is another gate to the heart. And this influences your thought pattern. And this is very becoming more and more dangerous now because of the social media. The social media is good. It's a platform where you can do a lot of good things, but it's also a platform that is full of evil. Recently, I was asking someone, I said, is there a way to block all these things that always pop up on someone's phone that you did not even request for? And they said, it's not possible. Even if you delete the app, they will still find a way of bringing the thing back. Praise the Lord. How many of you have gone to supermarket, you want to buy a particular brand of toothpaste? I will not mention any brand because we are online. And you just see yourself buying another brand of toothpaste. Then you get to it, but this is not the brand that I want to buy. Why did I buy this? Because of the advert. Maybe they'll be showing a particular advert over time, and you have been seeing that advert. And you just see yourself, you want this, then you are buying this. Why? Because of the advert. I don't know if it has happened to you before, but it has happened to me. I want this, but I see myself buying this. I say, let me even try this. It is not that you want to try. It is because there is a gateway that they have entered into your heart subtly, and you see yourself doing that thing. Praise the Lord. So we must guide our heart, our eyes. The social media is filled with many negative news. You must be careful of what you watch, of what you read, of what you observe. If you are always watching tales of diseases and evil, it is not healthy for you. Watch whatever you watch that corrupts you must be stopped. If not, it will corrupt you the more. The bad fear and the bad torment. If you are the type that watch pornography, it will influence your mind to think in a particular negative way and create all sorts of issues and sicknesses. Don't let your heart be bombarded through the gates of your eye. Don't let it. In my house, there are some things you can't watch. It's a standard. You can't watch. There's some music you can't play. I sent someone packing from my house before because of the kind of music he plays. My kids were really small. The relation that came to stay with us. I told him, you can't play this kind of music in my house. And he was like, what do I mean? Maybe it's my CD. So I told him, if you don't stop, you have to leave. Praise the Lord. If you don't stop, you have to leave. And he said, I don't leave. And I'm cool about it. No regret. Because when the seed that he's sowing grows, I'm the one that will be looking at how to uproot it from the heart of the children. Praise the Lord. So you must prevent what you watch, what you view. A lot of time we pick our phone, mobile phones, and they flash things that are not. Let me just have a peep. That peep becomes a view. That view becomes an habit. Don't allow things that are not godly. Don't feed on it. Don't feed on it. Don't let your eyes feed on godly things. Jesus Christ said, whosoever looketh unto a woman to lust after her has already committed what? Sin. He has already committed sin in his heart. Not in his body, in his heart. Can you see it? So that's why our heart and our thought pattern is so important. Don't watch things that will corrupt your mind. You might say, sir, but it's very difficult in this age that we are. That is why you need the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. That's why you need the Holy Spirit. And that's why you need discipline. You have to discipline yourself. It's not everything that people are doing that you must do. Because you are different. Hello? Does salt, does it behave like sand? Eh? But they are both granules. But one has different value. They have different value. Why didn't salt say that? And do you know what the furnace is? Salt is gotten from ground. Yet salt does not behave like ground. That is, you see, you must distinguish who you are. Don't say because I'm in this, I'm born in this age, it is, we are, you know. Sometimes ago I was talking to some set of young guys, and they said, Daddy, this is our age. This is our time. This is our age. This is how we are. I've forgotten. He said they are children of something age. And I looked at them. I said, Jesus Christ is the ageless. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I said, before you, some age have come. After you, some age will still come. But the word of God remains the same. And it is the word of God that builds the age. So follow the word, not the world. And that is what we establish you. They didn't really get what I was saying. So I have to push it down by explaining and explaining for them to understand. Which age? Forget whatever you think that is happening now. It has happened before in another form. How many of us know that high heel is not just happening now? It has happened before. Short skirt is not just happening now. Even Euro, there used to be rapper that is short in those days. So it's something that you will now follow and destroy yourself. No. So focus on the right thing. Don't let your heart be, don't let your eyes be, don't let it feed on things that will bring illness, torment, and fear. Number three, your association. Your association. Psalm 1, verse 1-3. Your association is important. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor seated in the ways of the sinner, nor standeth in the ways of the sinner, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. That's the first thing. What makes the man to be blessed is association. He was not associated with the ungodly. He was not standing in the ways of the sinner. Nor was he sitting with the seat together with the scornful. But he associated himself, what? With the word of God. The Bible says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And what will be the result? It shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit. In his season, do you know there are seasons for you to produce certain fruits? And when those seasons pass and you did not produce those fruits, you have missed a blessing. For every fruit that you produce, there is a blessing that comes from it, from the Lord. And there are seasons for different fruits in different stages of our life. Praise the Lord. And a diseased tree cannot produce a good fruit. Association is so important. I'll go back to what I shared when we started, that when I was in the farm early this morning, I went to apply fertilizers on some crops. And the Spirit was speaking to me. As I was applying fertilizer for a particular crop, but there's another crop that is nearby. By the reason of the fact that there is an association between the two of them, this one was also enjoying benefits. And it was doing well also. And I paused and I saw it looking green, looking nice. While there are some, by the reason of their association with weeds, because that portion has not been weeded, they were looking wretched and looking tattered. The same soil, the same rain, the same condition. But one has a lot of weeds. That's the association around it. And you know, as I was applying the thing, when I got to the point where there are weeds, I paused. I did not want to apply it. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, said, can you see yourself? You do not want to apply your fertilizer on the one that has weeds. That's the same way. I don't want to bless those that are not associating the right way, that are associating with the ungodly. And this same scripture came to my mind. I stopped. And I came back and my wife said, you have come back. So I said, yes, I'm not applying because I'm not going to waste my fertilizer on those ones that will not do well. Brethren, you don't expect God to be blessing you when you are living a life of ungodly because of your association. So sickness comes from association. A lot of time, most people surround themselves with people that affect their life greatly. The kind of people that surround you affect you greatly, including your health. It is important. It is so important that you associate with the right people who will speak the right words into your life. Consciously or unconsciously, your life is patterned after that of those you surround yourself with. Don't let people speak negative things to you. It is better to be alone than to be associated with the wrong people. The Bible says, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be what? Shall be destroyed. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. The companions of fools shall be destroyed. Don't walk with the fools. Don't walk with the unwise. Let your association... You see, your association can destroy your health too. If you are walking with somebody that smokes weed or smokes cigarette, and they said smokers are liable to die young. As he's smoking, he said, after all, I'm not smoking. You are smoking. You are a passive smoker. In fact, you are taking worse chemicals rather than more than him. As he's smoking, he's smoking, but you are also smoking. It's going to affect your health. So your association is important. Number four, your experiences. Your experiences. Our experiences in life affect our thoughts. The truth is, while you cannot control your past, you can influence your future through your good thoughts that will disallow sickness. You may not be able to control. You don't determine the kind of family you are born into. There are some illnesses and diseases that has been associated with the DNA of where you are, the kind of family you are from. That is true. There are some. But you can change that because you belong to the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Don't let your past control your future. Disallow it. A merry heart, the Bible says, makes your body healthy. A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit do what? Dry it up. The spirit is broken. It's broken. Don't let the past affect your future. That guy, I said, I'm not doing again. That lady said, I do. Now the lady said, I don't want to do again. That should not make you to become sick. That's the past. It's past. That you have signed a deal and the deal did not come true does not mean Jesus is not coming true for you. Don't let it weigh you down. Don't let it weigh you down. That you have written an exam and you didn't do well, then you are now so sorrowful. It will affect more exams and it will make you not to do well in more exams. Forget it. Prepare more and do more. That you have invested in business today and it seems as if it's not working does not mean it will not work. You have not learned how to make it work. And sometimes God wants you to learn. Don't dwell on the past because the past can pass away your destiny. In conclusion, I want us to know the Bible wants us to think right. And how does the Bible want us to think? The Bible said in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, say, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, I love that. Whatsoever things are of good report, I love that. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Can you see that? Think on these. He didn't say work on this. He said think on these things. Whatsoever things that are true. The doctor diagnosis is a fact. It's not the truth. The truth is, by his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. The diagnosis is a fact. But it's not the truth. And the Bible says, whatsoever things are what? Are true. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Brethren, that is the way to free ourselves, yourself, myself, every one of us, to be free from the traps of sickness. You see, devil knows certain things that many of us believers will not do. It will be almost impossible for many of us seated here to carry vodka. Vodka is a spirit. And start guzzling it. Most likely not going to happen. Most likely you are not going to visit a brothel. So those kind of traps will not work for you. But he looks out for traps that has to do with your thoughts, with your association, with the hair gateway, with the eyes gateway, and set it. For different animals, there are different traps. I know if I'm going to get grass cutter, there's a way you set it, the traps for grass cutter. If you are setting traps for bush rats, there's a way you set the traps. If you are setting for a squirrel is one of the wisest animals, there's a way you set the traps. There are different traps. If you are setting traps for a bigger animal, there are different traps. If it is for a small house rat, there's one we call pankwe, just put it there. The thing will enter, that is it. So for devil knows that he won't push you into certain things. You will not do it. So he looks for other traps. One of the traps is the traps of bitterness, the traps of anger, traps of hatred. He sets these traps, and this comes from thought. Bitterness is from thought. Anger is from thought. What makes you angry is because you think the person has offended you. That's why you're angry. It's a thought. So he sets these traps. And once he gets it, if the wall is not broken, my place, they say, if the wall is not broken, the lizard will not enter. So he set traps. The Bible said, we must guide our heart, for out of it are the issues of life. My prayer is that you'll be free from every traps of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Our thought will be centered on God's words, and we shall live a sickness-free life in Jesus' name.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.